make of that Old Testament lesson we heard this morning? My joy is gone, grief is upon me, my heart is sick. Hark the cry of my poor people from far and wide in the land. I've always been drawn to Jeremiah. I'm not sure why. It's certainly not an easy read. Yet there is, there's an underlying message in Jeremiah. No matter what happens, there's always this call to renew your relationship with God. Many of you are familiar with Jeremiah because in our lectionary, it comes up often, the passage from chapter 1, where God calls Jeremiah to be a prophet. Before you were in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I hear these words and it brings me goosebumps. I love that passage. But there's a lot more in the book of Jeremiah. In a nutshell, it's about a prophet calling people to a relationship with God. It's a story about people in exile who want to go home, a plea to turn against sin. And God pleads with his people to turn to God, to have faith, and finally, God's promise of salvation. And today's passage, the one that we heard in the first lesson, is right smack in the middle of Jeremiah's despair. Yeah, I hear Jeremiah's words, the harvest is past, the summer has ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of my people, I am hurt. I mourn, and dismay has taken hold of me. I have heard despair here at St. Luke in recent days, despair in the hearts of this congregation. At the bishop's request, I have agreed, along with Sandra Latta, to help Father Jonathan and the bishop with pastoral care. So I've been talking to people. And what I hear is despair. What has happened? What will happen? Will St. Luke survive? Of course, I can't answer these questions. But what comes to me is the voice of the prophet Jeremiah. No matter how ominous the prophecy, always, always, he calls us to speaking God's word. That's what it means to be a prophet. You speak God's words. You always, always, he says, return to the Lord. Turn to your faith. Again and again, Jeremiah begs. Return to the Lord. He never wavers in his message. He says, return. Talking to people at St. Luke's, I have heard pain. But what I hear over and over again in every conversation, some version of, I just keep praying. And I think this is exactly the right response. It is clear we are already on our way to restoration. We are on our way home if the response is, I just keep praying. Many of you have committed to the prayer that for St. Luke said that you pray daily, pour out your love in us and through us. I can't think of a better approach. Please keep praying. Many of us here at St. Luke's are suffering. There are so many emotions. Loss, grief, anger, confusion, remorse, uncertainty, all of the above. If you are new at St. Luke's, I just want to just say that we are sad because we have lost our pastor and we have some financial insecurity, and we know we have to change, and that's not going to be easy, and we don't even know what we have to change to. So here we are. We are a strong community, and we will hold together. We will work together and thrive together. I am convinced of that in my heart. God is not done with us yet. We are a strong community, and it will take time and prayer and lots of grace. But as Jeremiah says in this passage today, he says, he asks, is there a bomb in Gilead? Is there no physician? When he talks about this bomb, this is he means an ointment. It comes from Gilead, of course, which is geographically it's on the border. It's in Jordan, Gilead is. So not exactly in Jerusalem, but not very far away. So there's this tree that has a fruit, and it's a very rare tree. But the balm from the ointment from this fruit is said to have very healing powers. So I want some of that balm. I want to rub it on my heart, actually. Jeremiah is calling us to healing. He's asking for a savior. And we as a Christian church have come to understand this call, this bomb in Gilead, as our Savior Jesus Christ, being our bomb. So we need that bomb in our hearts. It's not a stretch to translate this as being Christ, because Jeremiah says, again, speaking God's words, that he is going to send a Savior from the branch of David, which of course is Jesus. So there is a balm. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm to heal the sin sick soul. It took a while, but that balm came to Israel. Chapter after chapter in Jeremiah, we heard of war, destruction, division, exile. And finally, along about, I think, chapter 30, Jeremiah tells us of God's promise. He says God will restore Jerusalem. The captives will be set free, and there will be dancing in the streets. And then God says to Jeremiah, and this is my all-time favorite passage in Scripture, I think. God says, I will be your God, and you will be my people. I will be your God, and you will be my people. What reassuring words. We are God's people, and God will be with us. God will not abandon us. I will be your God, and you will be my people. As Jeremiah surely would tell us, God's work can get a little messy by human standards, and God's time is not always our time. But God never, ever abandons us. Part of the prayer that people have been praying was, ask God to send his love in us and through us and carry us through this transition to the great renewal. Now is the time, I think, to wait on the Lord. God is still our God. God will guide us. Please don't give up. Keep praying. We have a plan in place, a schedule that I think works very well for our healing. Father Jonathan will be here for a couple more months, and then we'll have an interim. And I think it's a great opportunity to use this time to pray and to reflect. Time to wait on the Holy Spirit to show us the way forward. My prayer for us is that we can use this time wisely. We get to look inward. We get to reach outward. Allow the balm of Christ to heal us. If I may, I have some practical suggestions. Talk about your feelings. Talk to a trusted friend, or to Father Jonathan, or to Sandra, or to me. Use I statements. I feel. I need. I hope. But please don't should on anyone else. That is, they should do fill in the blank. Do some personal reflection at this time. I think that's the best way forward. Wait on the Holy Spirit. Listen to one another. Reach out to one another. Don't take sides. Sides are division, and division is toxic. As Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all of these Gospels tell us, a house divided against itself cannot stand. We must stand together. Maybe some honest self-reflection needs order. What needs to happen to you personally in order to return to the Lord? The answer is different for each and every one of us. Be patient. We have work to do. It will be hard. It may be painful. But God will walk with us. And together, we will rise. Amen.